Welcome to Sensual Secrets, where we talk about how you can live in pleasure by embracing your feminine energy, finding and nurturing a deeply loving relationship, and growing into the best version of yourself. My name is Lieke Seeles, and I will be your host, guiding you on this intimate journey of self-discovery. I hope you really enjoy, and please subscribe. It would mean so much to me. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to a new episode of Sensual Secrets. Today I want to talk about my breakup, how I have been healing from a breakup, and I want to share with you some tools that I've used to integrate this heartbreak or to move through this more difficult period in my life, and things that have really helped me. I just want to share with you today my journey of this, and to be honest, just the fact of how proud I am of myself in the differences that I see in myself and how I have been dealing with this in a mature way or in a emotionally secure way, how I feel safe in myself, and also just to see the difference in how I've been dealing with this breakup compared to my last breakup. So, to first give you some context, I've been in a beautiful relationship for the past 2 years, and I have been super grateful to go through this whole journey together with my ex-partner. And I feel like our souls have met to really grow together. I really feel like we constantly challenged each other to grow into a better version of ourselves, to grow into a more beautiful partner, into a better businesswoman, into a divine feminine embodied woman. I really feel like we held up a mirror for each other to see our own shadows and to really give each other that opportunity to work on that and to grow, and also to work as a team together on that. Whenever there would be a problem, we would bring it up, we would communicate about it. And with a problem, I mean something that you would notice that isn't a behavior or a thinking or a pattern that is benefiting either you or me as an individual or us as a team, as a partnership. And so we would bring it up, and we would talk about it, and we would see each other's perspective on it. We would investigate it in a way, and then we would also come up with a solution that we would work on together. We would help each other get over this pattern, even though there might have been some denial at first, or there might have been some defense. Like, even getting over defensiveness has been something that we've been working on, to just know that we were coming from a place of love and that we wanted the best for each other. In this relationship, I truly feel like I have transformed as a person, as a woman, in every aspect in my life. And I will be forever grateful for these 2 years that we have spent together. But at the same time, now I feel as conscious as the relationship has been. I feel the breakup is so conscious for me as well. And honestly, it's been a truly beautiful experience to move through this breakup. And that might sound weird, but I feel like stepping out of this relationship consciously and being fully aware of all the emotions that I've been going through, and then applying all of the emotional regulation that I've been learning and knowing how to keep my vibration high while also holding space for myself and holding space for my emotions, to not let them get stuck inside of me and to just suppress them by finding distractions, for example. I have really enjoyed observing myself throughout this process of breaking up with someone and seeing how I've been handling this, and seeing all of the ways that I was holding space for myself, all of the ways that I was making myself feel safe. Yeah, even though it wasn't always easy. And of course, there's times that you feel sad, or you miss this person, or you're grieving the fact that you won't have that future together anymore. But going through this very consciously and knowing where I was at in every moment, I could also act upon that and I could also deal with that, even if it was, for example, letting my emotions run freely and just feeling sadness, going into the sadness and letting myself cry my eyes out, to then notice that I was able to just let go of that. I just needed to feel the sadness in that moment and not suppress it, so that then later I could just come back to center. And really this practicing of coming back to center and letting go and coming back to the present moment has been the thing that has been benefiting me the most throughout this period. Before getting into the things that have helped me go through this period and actually enjoying this period, or just I was enjoying it because I saw all the growth that I've been going through, I want to make the comparison with my last breakup, which has been a disaster. When my previous relationship ended, I was so stuck in this story. I was so stuck in this heartbreak, in this feeling, in this suffering, in this not being able to let go of that attachment to this person, not being able to let go of all the beautiful memories we've had, of all of the moments that were so full of love, and just going back to these moments and thinking, but how come we broke up? Or also, you know, when you're going through a breakup, one of the most difficult things is to grieve the future that you had planned or envisioned together. And that is to accept that your life is going to take a different direction now, and that your path is going to take a different direction, and all of the things that you had envisioned, all of the things that you had planned together, and the way that you saw your life unfold is going to be completely different. And you just have to completely let go of all of these ideas, of all of this kind of safety in planning that you had built up. And you have to surrender and fall into the unknown again, fall into the abyss. And this can give a lot of fear, or it can also give a lot of excitement, because so many new doors are gonna open for you, so many new opportunities are gonna come your way. Things that you had never imagined, because you were planning out your future with your partner in a certain way in the container that you had built together. And so in my last breakup, I was suffering in this loop of remembering all the beautiful things and not wanting to let go of this future that we had envisioned together. And I noticed that I was just making myself suffer, until at one point in one day I said, enough, this has got to stop, because I'm just hurting myself and it's not even my reality. I'm creating this painful reality by holding on to these ideas, to these concepts that aren't even real. All of these memories only exist in my head, and all of these future plans only exist in my head. So what I can do is come back to the here and now, come back to the present, and realize that this is all I have. This present moment is all I have. And I might as well make the best out of each and every moment, out of each and every interaction. And so that is what I did now in this breakup. I have been practicing to fully accept what has been happening, to fully surrender to the here and now, to come back to the present. Whenever I noticed my mind wandering and going over in loops of what is happening, what is going on, I want clarity, I don't know what's up, what is my future gonna look like, what about all the good times? Whenever I was catching myself in these thoughts, I would come back to the here and now, and I would just look around and focus on, okay, how can I bring myself back into presence by, for example, meditating? How can I make myself feel good again by, for example, doing exercise? How can I make myself feel fulfilled by doing my work? And really practicing and putting in the work, putting in the effort to make myself feel good. And it's a constant job. it's a lifestyle. But especially in those moments that you're going through some difficulties, it's even more important to focus on implementing these things. And it doesn't mean that you're gonna run away from your emotions, because the emotional regulation and the processing is a part of all of the things that you do to make yourself feel better and to experience this breakup and to just hold space for it. It's not running away from it. It's whenever there's sadness coming up, you feel the sadness, you go into the sadness, you go into the loneliness, feeling lonely or feeling alone, spending so much more time by yourself all of a sudden, or not having that partner, your teammate, your best friend to fall back on. That's something that I've been experiencing. And so whenever I would feel alone or lonely or abandoned, I would really honor the time that I spend with myself, and I would ask myself the question, how can I make myself feel safe again, feel full in my own company without the need of having someone else to make me feel safe, having someone else to fill up a kind of hole inside of myself, because that's what I was longing for. Whenever I feel full of my essence, of my personality, of my life, and I feel so grateful for everything, there's no need for someone else to be there with me, because I'm enjoying the here and now exactly as it is. And so in those moments, for example, what would really help me is to actually spend time alone and to realize that there's nothing to be scared of, to fill myself up again with my own company and to really enjoy my own company and to really enjoy the fact that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, without having to take into account anybody else, and really look at myself and fulfill my own needs and ask myself the question, okay, what do you want? What do you want, Lieke? And to really fill up my own cup again with whatever it is that I'm longing for someone else to fill myself up with, I can give that to myself. In a kind of way, it's like dating yourself, because you are the love of your life eventually. The relationship that you have with yourself is the most important one throughout your whole life. It's the only one that also will be a guarantee for as long as you live. And so, in a way, it's practicing self-love, more and more self-love, and filling up my own cup in every possible way, making sure that I feel safe. Me as an individual in all aspects of life. That means, for example, emotionally or financially, and just knowing that I've got myself and that I am creating and living my dream life, and I don't need anybody else for that, and that I can be there for my own emotional support, for my own finances, for my own power. And so what I've been really noticing in this breakup period is that I've been feeling so much more powerful, and I was quite frankly so amazed by how good I was feeling, how proud I was feeling about myself, how powerful I was feeling, just because of the fact that I really felt like I had got myself in every aspect of life. I felt safe within myself. And so it is in these difficult times throughout life that you really notice how much you have grown, how much more you're able to hold yourself, how much more you're able to show yourself compassion, to feel self-love, to feel safe within yourself, to stay in your center. And that's the beautiful part of these difficult times, and that's why I truly enjoyed observing myself going through this breakup period. And so, as a little recap, I really want to share with you the things that have helped me to move through this breakup, and some things that might help you as well in moving through your own breakup. And that is, first of all, the acceptance of reality, acknowledging all of the reasons of this breakup, and really becoming aware of the status quo, becoming aware of the reality of it, not getting lost in this pink love goggles fairy tale, but really being honest with yourself and with your ex-partner, being realistic and coming to terms with all of the reasons why it didn't work out, accepting that things could be better, certain things that you were maybe not acknowledging throughout the relationship, or that you were letting slide just because you were choosing to be with this partner, and that you were looking at from a perspective of love. But now, when you have stepped out of this relationship container, you can take a bit more distance and you can see things from a different perspective, and you can more clearly see all of the things that you didn't agree with in this relationship, and things that you had actually sacrificed in your own needs or in your own values or in your own desires in order to stay in this relationship and to live a happy life together, that now, when you have a bit of distance, you can really be honest and see the things that weren't really working for you, or that you didn't really want, or that you wouldn't want anymore in your next relationship. And so really finding that clarity and acceptance that this is the way things are right now, and that you stand by your decision because you have this clarity, because you see all of the reasons, because you are honest with yourself about why you broke up. And make it as easy as possible for yourself to stand by that decision by having a supportive environment that supports this decision of the breakup. And that means even in, for example, talking about it with friends, and with friends who are also supporting you, not just with your mom who loved your ex-partner and really wants you to come back together, but talking with people who are really listening to you, so that you, by talking about this, you can process it and you can let it out and you can feel understood by your friends. And then as well, make it easy on yourself by creating physical space or creating emotional space between you and your ex-partner. And you can do this by even the simplest things, just like hiding his face from the photos in your phone so that he doesn't pop up in your phone every time you scroll through your pictures, or every time your phone suggests you some memories from your trip you had last year in Portugal. Or even muting his stories or his posts to come up on your socials, so that you're not constantly reminding yourself of the memories that you made together. Because the more that you are staying in this trip down memory lane, the more difficult it will be. So stop listening to the songs that remind you of him. Stop looking at the photos and take other necessary measurements. Next to that, have clear boundaries between the communication between you and your ex. Clear boundaries for yourself, and also communicate that with him. Make sure that you're both on the same page. Not, for example, that one partner still has hope that you're going to come back together. Make it very clear that you want your space, and honor that yourself, and make sure that he or she honors that as well. Because it's the same as going through this trip down memory lane. The more that you stay in contact, the more difficult it will be to actually let go of this attachment. And it's best for both parties, so that both parties can move on, that you both can let go. And when you are both doing this work and you're both on the same page on that, it's so much easier than when one person, for example, still wants to get back together and he or she is pulling you back in, reeling you back in. So make sure that you really communicate clearly that you can both move on and let go and process this in your own way. And then, as I already discussed before, coming back to the present moment and really enjoying it to the fullest. Whenever you notice your mind wandering off into the past, into the memories, or into the imaginary future that you had envisioned together, catch yourself and bring yourself back to the present moment, and practice gratitude for where you are at. If you're spending time with your friends, enjoy the time with your friends. If you're being with your family, really enjoy being with your family. If you're just sitting on the beach, really come back to all of the beauty around you and feel the gratitude for exactly where you're at in this moment in time. And obviously, what really helps me to come back to the present moment is meditating, because it just helps you to not get lost in your mind, which in a breakup is very helpful to not get stuck in all of the stories. And then next to that, I think it's super important to have faith that everything will work out for you, that you are exactly where you are supposed to be, that all of this, even all the pain that you're going through, is part of your journey, and you can see it as an opportunity for you to grow, to heal, to learn from. And finding that acceptance again, that this is whatever your soul needed to learn in this lifetime, and having faith that everything will work out for you as long as you keep walking this path of being a good person, of working on yourself, making sure that you feel good, that you have a high vibration, that you're healthy, that you are contributing and benefiting the world. As long as you do that, you can surrender in having faith that the universe has got your back. And then consciously approach or try this out to really date yourself so that you can feel what it's like to truly fulfill your own needs and to fill up your own cup so that you realize that you don't need anybody else for that. And you practice more and more self-love so that there's no holes to fill up anymore, because you are full of your own essence. And whenever you attract a new partner, it will be because they are a beautiful bonus to your life and not because they were filling up some holes inside of your heart or in your being. And by dating yourself, you also start enjoying your own company again, and you realize that there's nothing to be afraid of by being alone. And that actually you are already living your dream life in this way. And yes, it's always so beautiful to share this with somebody else, but it's not a need, it's a bonus. And really put in the work to make yourself feel safe within yourself in every aspect of life. And for me, important things are really to feel safe emotionally with myself, knowing that I can hold myself, hold space for whatever emotion might come up. I don't need to reach out to anybody else in order to process that. And for me, what's really important as well is that I really feel safe in the fact that I am financially safe and that I am living my dream life and that I have the means to create as much freedom as I want, to do whatever I want in my life. And of course, what is a non-negotiable, but that is just a lifestyle in general, going through a breakup or not, always put in some effort to live a healthy life. Create a healthy lifestyle, create a healthy environment, and really honor the fact that your mind and body are connected. And so when you feed your body crap, of course you're gonna feel bad, and that feeling bad is gonna turn into maybe a sad emotion, and then you don't have the energy to deal with this sad emotion because you feel so low. So really make sure that you do your exercise, you boost your dopamine by doing an ice bath, or you boost your endorphins by going for a run, and you feed yourself nutritious food, not something that will lower your vibration or make you feel like you have a headache, for example, when you go partying and drink alcohol, or just you eat crappy food that will really make you have belly pain or feel like you are exploding or super bloated. Really help yourself to feel good by honoring your physical health. Another thing that's really important is to really be aware of all of the distractions that you are having in your life, to make sure that, yes, really enjoy your life to the fullest, but also have enough quiet time so that you're able to actually process what's going on, and to make sure that you're not running away from things just by enjoying social events. That being said, truly find the beauty in life and find pleasure and just have beautiful moments with friends and have beautiful interactions. And next to the quiet time, really fill yourself up and fill up your life with enjoyment. And there's nothing to feel guilty about, even maybe by societal norms, that it would be expected for you to feel sad when you're going through a breakup. It doesn't matter. If you feel good and you know that you are doing everything you can to feel good, also having space for the difficult emotions, then that's fine, as long as you feel in balance and that you simply actually consciously invest energy in all of the things that make you feel good without neglecting any area of your life. And I'll leave it at that. Have a beautiful day.